Good morning, Lucas. Thanks for taking over on this difficult day. It's very important to me that Mario Cuomo be remembered for what he was, a great American, a positive political force, a guy who tried to do what was right, but also one of the funniest men I have ever known in my life. I mean, I remember so many times in which Cuomo just astounded me with his capacity and flair for humor. And personally, that meant so much to me. He would talk about, Shartok. He would argue with me, and he would say, "Shartok, is that what you really think?" And I would say to him, "Yes, sir, it is." And he would say to me, "Who cares what you think?" And he was just very funny. I remember one time when he was walking by the late Bill Duffy, and he cut off his tie. He grabbed a pair of scissors, and he just cut off his tie. Yet, this is a man who electrified the nation and the world with his speech of the shining city on the hill at the Democratic Convention, which meant for many people that he would be the Democratic nominee for president. Many people thought so. It never really worked out. The number one question I've been asked over and over and over again is why he didn't run for president, at which point I always say, I haven't got the slightest idea. There are 1,000 rumors. He said it was because he couldn't get the state budget in that time. Most of us discounted that. But he was a leader. He was an ethical man who did what he thought was right. The death penalty was something that he just felt very passionately about. And even though he probably lost the election to Pataki partially on that stance, he still did what he had to do and stayed with it. He was a guy who would go outside and play basketball with the kids in the courts outside. When you look at all the other governors and their pomposity and their posturing, he was pretty spectacular. We did the Capital Connection for a lot of years. And then we did me and Mario for many years afterwards. And he just was always there. He was always funny. He was always funny, but he was always serious. And you won't find a greater man to have been in American politics.